An Acquired Taste, written by Carmarthen Juvenilia. This is a Turtal Song of the Lioness fanfiction, read for you by Kitsune Heart. Rating: General Audiences. Summary: the night before his wedding to Thayet, Buri decides to torture relax him with a Kamiri beverage. Jonathan of Conti, recently crowned King of Turtal, although only just barely, was awake the night before his wedding. Perhaps he thought of his bride-to-be, the lovely Sauron princess, Thayet the Peerless, Duchess of Kamal and Thanyan, and so on. Perhaps he thought of the attempted coup at his coronation, or the price of grain in Karthak. Buri didn't particularly care. She knocked on the doorframe. "Your Majesty." John looked up and smiled. "Buri," he said. "What is it?" Buri slipped inside and sat across from John. "You've been looking tense lately," she said, plastering an unconvincing expression of concern across her face. "I thought you could relax a bit. You're getting married tomorrow, after all." "That's very kind of you, Buri, but I've work to do," John said, shuffling a few stacks of paper around. Buri leaned over and picked up a sheet of paper. "Finances," she said. "You're about to marry Thayet, and you're doing finances." She swept the papers off the desk in one motion and dropped a skin of liquid in their place. "John, my friend, you need to get your priorities straight. Do you have a mug somewhere?" John waved a hand in the direction of the sideboard with a slightly stunned expression. "Over there." "Excellent." Buri leapt up, found two mugs, and returned. She set the mugs on the desk and poured the contents of the skin into them. John peered at his mug suspiciously. "What is this?" "Milk." Buri grinned. "Milk." John sniffed gingerly at the cup and made a face. "It doesn't smell like milk. And it's bubbling. What kind of milk is this?"
"Mare's milk."
"Mare's milk?" John looked slightly greenish, Buri noticed with disapproval. She'd hoped he would at least drink it first. "Just drink it," she said. "Look, I'll drink mine first." She tilted her head back and downed her mug. She hadn't had good kumis in months. It had been quite lucky finding that trader in the market. John still looked dubious, but he followed her example. His eyes widened. Then he started coughing violently.
"Mithras, woman, are you trying to kill me?" he gasped between coughs.
Buri leaned over the desk and thumped him between the shoulder blades, grinning wolfishly. "It's an acquired taste," she said.
"If it doesn't kill me first, you mean?"
Buri laughed. John would do for her princess, even if he couldn't hold his drink. The end.
If you liked this podfic reading and you would like to hear more by me, you can find the rest of my collection at archiveofourown.org/users/KITSUNE_HEART. Please also leave a review for the authors themselves. You can find the work through a link on this story's post. Thank you.